The London to Brighton Veteran Car Run, it is such a spectacle and an event that many people highlight in their calendars. This year we'll see a change to the Midway checkpoint in Crawley, moving from the High Street to the Honda dealership in London Road. I was just wondering if you could explain why this move is necessary.
Yeah, it's purely a logistical move, that with an event of the size of the Veteran Car Run, with over 550 entries, although I have to say that not all of them get to Brighton, we have to cater for a lot of cars, even greater number of participants, because some of the cars are running with two, three, four people on board. And the weather particularly can be, we can't guarantee it in November, but 2 years ago it was a particularly wet trip on Sunday. Last year we had very good weather, and it certainly became apparent to both the club, the organisers, Jewish Communications, and also the representatives on the steering group, many of whom are participants in the run, that if we had a really wet year, we would be unable to offer sufficient dry space for people to either fix their cars, have a cup of coffee and a biscuit halfway. And we were concerned that this would impact on the value that participants were getting from the run, and also the fact that if you've got a bad weather, working on a car can be pretty horrible if you're having to lie on the side of the street. And we're always striving to offer an enhanced event to participants so they go away with a smile on their face. And while Honda do support us by providing cars for officials on the run, when they offered to open their showroom and literally clear the whole showroom out, we felt that it would offer more space for both participants and, more crucially, for spectators to see the cars in a covered environment. So if the weather's bad, you're going to actually get people stopping for longer, whereas if they're stood outside in the rain, they tend to just press on and try and get to Brighton as quickly as they can.
What actually makes this an improved location? You said about the shelter. Is there more space for the vehicles as well?
Gelt Honda is a fully-fledged vehicle retail and servicing outlet. So it has. They're going to empty the showroom to give us space for people to have teas and coffees. There'll be opportunity for the public to come and see the cars parked up. Although, obviously, the run is very much a moving show. And as you'll know, many people choose to see the run simply by sitting on the side of the road and watching the spectacle unfold in front of them.
And as you said, this event, it does pride itself on being an opportunity for spectators to see these. And let's face it, they are beautiful pre-1905 manufactured vehicles. So what other provisions are in place for them? You said that they'll be able to see them under sheltered conditions. Do you know if there's going to be, not necessarily stalls, but refreshments available for them as well?
Yes, the plan is to do as we did last year. Harrods will be doing the catering at the venue, and the participants, they get a catering voucher, so they've effectively prepaid for their coffee and pastry. But in the same way, I don't know whether you went to Crawley High Street last year,
yes.
There was the unit was split, so the general public could also buy a coffee and a pastry and wander around, look at the cars. It'll help in terms of keeping more cars on the road, because having halfway is often the time when people are either struggling with their cars and need a bit of help on whether just simple refueling, oil, water, or more major problems. And previously in the High Street, if you're a support crew, you've got to carry your equipment in by foot, whereas Gatwick Honda will make a fully fitted workshop available. So I hope as these cars get older and older, the youngest are 110 years, the oldest has been nearly 125. I hope it'll help to keep more of them on the road and help them complete the run.
We've also had some concerns mentioned to us over safety of London Road, because it is a busier road. Will there be the usual marshalling in the area?
Yes, as an event, we pride ourselves on the marshalling, and in fact, over the years, we've actually been able to reduce the number of police on duty, because the relevant local authorities and their police authorities have been very happy to at the level of competence of our volunteer marshals, and thus have been content to pass that marshalling responsibility over to us as organisers. So the safety is not an issue. All the cars are required to do an MOT, but they're all very carefully maintained, they're all insured, and we don't have problems problems on the, in other areas of the run, so I can't foresee that there would be a problem in this specific area.
We are aware that some traders on the high street are naturally concerned with the move. Scouts, too, who see this as a major day for fundraising with their food stall. Is there anything you can say to them to ease their worries?
Well, we're still very much, we are in discussion with the council to ensure that the run still runs through the centre of Crawley. The route has yet to still be decided, and I couldn't say any more than that at the moment while it's under discussion. So I think there's still going to be plenty of opportunity for organisations like the Scouts to help with their fundraising.
Thank you very much for your time, and I have to say I'm pleased to hear that, and our listeners will be pleased to hear that the actual final details of the route are still under discussion, because certainly I know from speaking with people on the ground that they would miss it if it failed to go through the high street. At least it's still in discussion. That will ease some people's concerns.
Yeah, the high street is tricky because we do have to provide a lot of barriers, etc. So I can't guarantee that it would go through the high street, and indeed that might be unlikely, but it would definitely go through Crawley, because we're very conscious it's an integral part of the run as this sort of traditional halfway house on the way to Brighton.
Ben Cussons, thank you very much for taking time and speaking with me at Suzy Radio.
Hopefully we'll have a nice, bright, sunny day, and I would encourage everybody to get up early and come and watch what is, without doubt, the world's finest display of veteran cars anywhere.
Good luck with your final discussions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.